All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. And listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request, text, or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Inge Shachlech from the Intlakemch Territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkina, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. It's October 24th. 2024, and we have our subject, and it's going to be on meditation. We have some of our usual guests coming in. Hopefully we get a hold of our brother Wegedesk. We have a special interview we're going to be playing, part one of a two-part series for Dr. Akvan, our international law lawyer from the United Nations. And we also have my brother Shkwait Shachlech from the Ntlakemch Territories from Gwaishkina, BC. And we have some awesome music coming up for you guys. We have some Mother Injun. We have Luca Stricanoli. We have Ghost Hounds. We have Shaky Graves and Lucas Imbriaba. And we have a great show lined up for you guys. We welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Switzerland, from Sweden, from Spain, from Italy, from Egypt, from China, from Japan, from Philippines, from Russia, from Ukraine, from New Zealand, from Australia, from South America, from North America, all across Canada, all across the United States. Welcome for joining us on our odyssey of positivity, human growth, empowerment from human rights and justice, and just making this world a better, special place. And stay tuned. We got a really great show coming in. And so we're going to start off our program with some energetic music from a band called Mother Injun, and their show and their music is from their album, and it's called Mantra. So stay tuned for that, and just a minute while I get this other music turned off here, if I can. I'm trying to as best as I can, and it just doesn't seem to be going through here. Just a minute, I'll be right back. It's from the
Sorry,
other show.
Trying to turn what off?
The music from Rebecca. I'm trying to turn it
there
off.
There we go. Is it?
'Cause now it's off completely. Okay, now I'm trying to play this one. Yeah, Mantra. Okay, there it is. All right. Thanks for waiting, everybody.
Thank you.
was awesome. That was Mantra, the song called Mantra, and that was from Mother Injun. And yeah, welcome back, everybody. We were trying to get a hold of our brother Wegedesk, but we weren't able to. So we're going to start off our show right, and we're going to do what we were always doing with our brother Wegedesk. And we're going to take three deep breaths. We're going to imagine inhaling all the positivity of the world and accepting all good things and thoughts. And we're going to exhale. And as we exhale, we're going to imagine getting rid of all the negative energy that builds up in our lives throughout the week and just get rid of it. And we're going to, on the count of 3, 2, 1. Last one. Ooh, man, awesome. Yeah, so we're going to carry on with our program, and we're going to talk a little bit about meditation. And meditation is a great way to relieve stress from our lives, from our minds. And it's a very easy thing to do. A lot of us do it throughout our days. We all know ourselves and how to unwind and to gather our thoughts and collect our positive energy and just be able to go on throughout our days. One way of doing it is just to go out to your favorite river or pond or part of nature that you're very connected to, and you just sit down and breathe in and get those familiar smells that you're used to, things that make you feel great and be revived. The oxygen that you breathe in those areas is very healthy, and it helps us as we're sitting there and just clearing our minds and enjoying the view and the fresh air. And that's a great way of meditation right there, as we unwind our days, replay them, and get us all ready for the next few days, and get ready for accepting positivity and just relieve the stress that builds up in our lives, and connect with positive energy. And so that's one way of meditation. And always remember to breathe and inhale and take those deep breaths, calm yourselves down, and just be in the moment of the peace, listening to the birds and the water flowing, and being connected with Mother Nature and the earth, and accepting that all. And that's a great way of developing great habits of meditation, getting some peace and tranquility in our lives, and slowing down things. And so that's what I wanted to share with everybody. And I'm just so grateful for all our listeners all around the world that come and listen and join us in our thoughts of positivity and human growth and human rights and justice. It's a great honor. I also give some shout-outs to Magnus and Jesse and Conovar and Robin. and some of our volunteers up here, Rebecca, Corey, Michelle. These people are great volunteers that come in and help us keep our community strong with some great music and great projects that they help us get done up here. So we're going to carry on with our program here, and coming up next, we're going to be listening to part one of our interview with our international law lawyer from United Nations, Dr. Akvan. And but first, we're going to play him some music. And this one is from Luca Stricanoli and his song from Vivaldi and the Four Seasons. And this is the part of winter. So we're going to listen to that. And please enjoy, everyone. That was Luca Stricanoli and his rendition of Vivaldi, The Four Seasons, Winter. And so we're going to play the interview that we had with Dr. Akvan, the international law lawyer from United Nations. So enjoy, everyone. All right. We are with my brother from another mother, Dr. Akvan. He's an international law lawyer from the United Nations. He is a highly recognized legal expert appointed on the advisory panel for Flight 752. And he was first on that panel. And we would like to interview him and ask him, how do you see the world as an international law lawyer for the United Nations? And what's your view and perspective on world peace? And we really appreciate you for joining us and giving you your expert insight. So I give you the floor and just enlighten us with your perspective.
Thank you for your kind words, and it's a pleasure once again to appear on your program and to speak to your listeners, whether in Vancouver or around the world. So one of the big questions which we face today is whether the world is going to move in the direction of greater unification and peace, or whether it's going to move in the direction of violence and disintegration. And of course, this is not a new question. When international law, as we know today, first emerged, it was against the backdrop of the Napoleonic Wars in the 19th century, the increasing destructiveness of war convinced a group of idealists to host in 1899 a peace conference in The Hague in the Netherlands. And at this Hague peace conference, there was an attempt to outlaw warfare as a means of resolving differences between states, and otherwise an attempt to adopt the laws of war, to humanize the conduct of war. And in 1899, the question was whether a community of nations can exist without laws, or whether might makes right, whether war, military force should give one state the right to dictate to others. So these questions have been around for quite some time. But then after the First and the Second World Wars, we reached a new unprecedented degree of violence. And each of those chapters in the history of the 20th century moved us towards new models of international law and global governance. After the First World War, the League of Nations was established. Under the League of Nations, there was a permanent court of international justice. Once again, an attempt to create a world based on the rule of law. And by the 1930s, with the rise of Nazi Germany, with the invasion of Manchuria by Japan, the invasion of Ethiopia by Italy, the rise of the so-called Axis powers, the world walked into the Second World War with Germany's invasion of Poland in 1939. And of course, the rest is a history of catastrophic violence, tens of millions killed in what was known as the idea of total war, which involved unprecedented destruction. And of course, the extermination of some 6 million Jews and what we today know as the Holocaust. This gave rise to the adoption of the United Nations Charter, which we have inherited today, which is now some 75 years old. And the United Nations Charter outlawed the use of force. It enshrined respect for human rights. There was also, in 1945, a Nuremberg tribunal established to prosecute the Nazi leaders for crimes against humanity. But then we had the Cold War. And the Cold War, the rivalry between the American and Soviet superpowers, paralyzed the United Nations throughout this period, where each side was vying for supremacy. And then in 1991, the Soviet Union disintegrated. It was the end of the Cold War, and there was a promise that we would finally have a period of peace and prosperity. And throughout the 1990s, things seemed to be going in the right direction. But then in recent years, we have seen once again, with the Russian invasion of Ukraine and now the catastrophic war in the Middle East, which involves Israel and Hamas and Lebanon and Iran and the Houthis in Yemen, and the terrible suffering that we've seen of killing of civilians, we seem to be going backwards rather than forwards. Now, I mentioned this historical overview because it's important for us to understand that creating the rule of law globally has been a work in progress for almost two centuries, and it has typically involved very destructive wars and violence to persuade leaders to rise above their narrow national interests and to create global institutions that can uphold the common interests of humankind. And we today are once again at a